The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out increasingly shaky lines on the blackboard. Coffee is not for kids. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, then she and Marge both toot their horns. The miniaturised family climb up onto their normal-sized sofa. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Cops in Springfield.
Bad cops, bad cops.
A man jumps off a window ledge and Wiggum makes the crazy sign, twirling one finger by his temple. Eddie and Lou reach into an old man's beard and find a knife, a gun, knuckle dusters and a grenade. They use the police helicopter to watch a drive-in movie.
All right, boys, time to bag us a cattle rustler.
What in God's name are you doing?
Isn't this 742 Evergreen Terrace?
No, that's next door.
Snake reverses out of his garage past a load of cows.
Close, but no donut, cops.
This is Papa Bear. Put out an APB for a male suspect driving a car of some sort, heading in the direction of, that place that sells chili. Suspect is hatless. Repeat, hatless.
I can't wait till they throw his hatless butt in jail.
Honey, you really shouldn't eat so much in bed. It's not good for your heart.
My heart is just fine.
Homie, what is it?
Just working the turkey through. There it goes.
At breakfast.
Hey, Lise, there was a big train wreck last night. You want to see the victims?
Okay.
Bart, that's gross.
You're right. Let's bury them at sea.
Dad!
Homer's in pain.
What's wrong?
You know that feeling you get when 1,000 knives of fire are stabbing you in the heart? I got that right now.
Ooh, bacon.
Homer, I prepared a special surprise just for you.
It could only be one thing.
Psst, the best meat's in the rump.
Here you go.
What the hell is this?
Nice, healthy oatmeal.
Ooh, oatmeal. What a delightful treat. Oh, there's a bug in it.
No, there isn't.
Trust me.
Dad, there's a bug on that.
Eh.
Homer's stuck behind a house on the move.
Come on, come on.
He starts bashing the back of the wide load bearing the birthplace of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, dear. Now you've done it.
Homer hears a pulsating sound and turns off at some services.
I keep hearing this horrible irregular thumping noise.
It's your heart, and I think it's on its last thump.
Woo! I was afraid it was my transmission.
Hey, where's he going?
Billy, remember that old Plymouth we just couldn't fix?
We're gonna sell him to Mr. Nicopopoulos?
You're a dull boy, Billy.
Look at that pig stuffing his face with donuts on my time!
That's right. Keep eating.
Little do you know, you're drawing ever closer to the poison donut. There is a poisoned one, isn't there, Smithers?
No, sir. I discussed this with our lawyers. They consider it murder.
Damn their oily hides! Bring him to me! Relax, Simpson. I just brought you in here for a friendly hello.
And goodbye! You're fired! But wait, perhaps I'm being too hasty. You are highly skilled. And goofing off! Now don't worry, Homer. You're the kind of guy I could really dig. A grave fork! Your indolence is inefficacious.
Oh?
That means you're terrible!
Homer's heart goes completely crazy and he collapses.
Mr. Burns, I think he's dead.
Oh, dear. Send a ham to his widow.
Ham.
No, wait. He's alive.
Oh, good.
Cancel the ham.
No!
Homer's ambulance stops at a deer crossing.
Wow, look at that. How do they know to cross there?
Oh.
Homer is wheeled through the ER.
I'm telling you, it's not going to work. See?
He was taking a bite and his jaw locked.
Hey, look, I can fit my entire fist in here. What's that, Chief?
Bad cops, bad cops. Bad cops, bad cops.
Ooh, buy 3 tubes of Mr. Blister. Get 1 free.
Hello? Yes? Oh, dear Lord! Homer's in the hospital. They think it's his heart. Oh, my God. What? 5 cents off wax paper.
Clear.
More. Thank you.
Oh, Homie, I was so frightened.
Marge, my whole life flashed before my eyes. Little Homer. How'd he get that?
As a choir boy.
All on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices.
What a voice! Young Homer's gonna make me a millionaire!
Oh, mighty
horn! Hey, my voice just changed. Oh, night when Christ was born. Dagnabbit!
Mr. Simpson, I'm afraid you've just had a mild heart attack.
But I'm out of the woods now, right? I mean, whatever doesn't kill me can only make me stronger.
Oh, no, quite the opposite. It's made you weak as a kitten. Look!
Hey, come on, quit it.
Goochie, goochie, goo.
Stop, please stop.
Oh, you swing like a girl. Come on now.
Please have mercy.
Got your nose.
Not funny.
How about this little bee?
No. Oh! Remember your hippopotamus oath.
Can't you do something for him?
Well, we can't fix his heart, but we can tell you exactly how damaged it is.
What an age we live in.
Now, what you see here is the radioactive dye we injected flowing through your husband's circulatory system.
But, Doctor, I haven't injected the dye yet.
Good Lord.
Hi.
Now, Homer, this is a new body fat analysis test. I start you jiggling and measure how long it takes to stop.
Homer's flab keeps wobbling.
Woohoo! Look at that blubber fly!
Yes. Nurse, cancel my 1 o'clock. Homer, I'm afraid you'll have to undergo a coronary bypass operation.
Say it in English, Doc.
You're going to need open-heart surgery.
Spare me your medical mumbo-jumbo.
We're going to cut you open and tinker with your ticker.
Could you dumb it down a shade?
Doctor, we'll do whatever it takes to get my homie well.
Good. I must warn you, though, this procedure will cost you upwards of $30,000. I'm afraid it's now $40,000.
Okay, we need $40,000. Now, how much do we have in the checkbook?
$70.
Have we deposited any $40,000 checks that haven't cleared yet?
No. Don't you have health insurance at work?
Well, actually, we gave it all up for a pinball machine in the lounge.
Oh!
Don't worry, Marge. America's healthcare system is second only to Japan, Canada, Sweden, Great Britain, well, all of Europe. But you can thank your lucky stars we don't live in Paraguay.
At the Merry Widow Insurance Company.
Now, before we give you health insurance, I have to ask you a few questions.
Questions? Questions? Oh, my whole scheme down there. I mean, ask away.
Oh, good. Now, under heart attacks, you crossed out 3 and wrote 0.
Oh, I thought that said brain hemorrhages.
Uh-huh. And do you drink?
I do enjoy a snifter of port at Christmas.
All right. Here's your policy.
Now, let me tell you something, Mr. Sucker. I just...
Oh, hold on there. You still have to sign it.
Oh. I... must sign policy.
Sir, I'm sorry. We can't insure you.
I made an H.
No, that doesn't count.
It's like an X.
Hey, we'd better get you to a hospital.
Can I have a free calendar?
Okay.
Clear.
Oh, doctor, I was in a wonderful place filled with fire and brimstone, and there were all these guys in red pajamas sticking pitchforks in my butt.
Mr. Simpson, you must get that operation as soon as possible.
I can't afford it. Maybe I should buy one of those machines. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Now, I know I haven't been the best Christian. In fact, when you're up there blah-blah-blahing, I'm usually doodling or mentally undressing the female parishioners. Well, anywho, can I have $40,000? Now, I know I haven't been the best Jew, but I rented Fiddler on the Roof, and I will watch it. Anyway, can I have $40,000? Now, I know I haven't been the best... Oh, forget it.
Honey, did you have any luck?
No, but the rabbi gave me this.
What is it, Dad?
Son, they call it a doodle. Woohoo! Look at him go!
Hi, everybody! Are you looking for a way to slash the cost of your medical expenses?
Boring.
Wait, this might be the answer we're looking for.
I will perform any operation for $129.95. Come in for brain surgery and receive a free Chinese finger trap. Okay, Fred. You tried the best. Now try the rest. Call 1-600-DOCTORB. The B is for bargain.
Well, Marge, we could do worse.
How?
Some dog could do the operation.
Operation? What are you talking about?
Kids, I have something to tell you.
Oh, homie, I don't know. This might upset them.
Nothing you say can upset us. We're the MTV generation.
We feel neither highs nor lows.
Really? What's it like?
Eh.
Well, you kids are old enough to know the truth, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. So the tiny aorta fairies will take Mr. Legvane on a long trip to get married to Princess Left Ventricle.
Dad, are you trying to tell us you're getting a coronary artery bypass graft?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What if they botch it? I won't have a dad. For a while.
Kids, I'm not going to die. That only happens to bad people.
What about Abraham Lincoln?
He sold poison milk to school children.
Homer!
Hey, I'm just trying to make it easier on him. Bed goes up, bed goes down. Bed goes up, bed goes down. Bed goes up, bed goes down. Bed goes up, bed goes down.
Homer Simpson! Well, if that don't put the dink in Kawinky Dink.
Flanders, what are you doing here?
I'm having a kidney and a lung removed.
Who are you donating them to?
First come, first served. What are you in for?
I got a bad heart.
If I could give you my heart, Homer, I would.
Shut up, Flanders.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Nick Riviera.
Dr. Nick Riviera, please report to the coroner immediately.
The coroner? I'm so sick of that guy. Well, see you in the operating place.
Dr. Riviera.
Where are the bodies?
Oh, such a nice day. I think I'll go out the window. Huh?
Homer pulls up the bed sheets, looking terrified.
Dear Lord, thank you for Ziggy Comics, Little Baby Ducks, and Sweatin' to the Oldies Volumes 1, 2, and 4.
Dear Lord, I'm really scared about this operation tomorrow. If something happens, please look after Marge and make sure my kids grow up right.
Shh.
Sorry.
And that's why God causes train wrecks.
Oh. My dad is very sick. What's going to happen if he dies?
Well, if he's been good, he'll go to heaven. In heaven, you get to do whatever you like best all the time.
Cloud goes up, cloud goes down. Cloud goes up, cloud goes down. Bed goes up, bed goes down.
Hey, what's the matter? Oh, that's right. My grotesque appearance.
Krusty, why are you here?
It's part of my public service for my glug glug, vroom vroom, thump thump.
Oh, well, I could use a good laugh.
Well, there's nothing funny about what you're about to go through. I know. I'm in the zipper club myself.
You seem okay.
Yeah? Well, I got news for you. This ain't makeup!
They say the greatest tragedy is when a father outlives his son. I've never fully understood why that is. Frankly, I can see an upside to it.
We passed this card around at work.
Gee, thanks, guys.
They had a hell of a time replacing you.
A brick.
When I first heard about the operation, I was against it. But then I thought, if Homer wants to be a woman, so be it.
Barney, I'm not getting a sex change.
What? What the hell am I supposed to do with this jumbo thong bikini?
Homer, I snuck you in a beer for old time's sake.
Thanks, Mo.
You know, Homer, that beer ain't free.
Mom, this is fascinating. Did you know that they'll stop Dad's heart for 6 whole minutes?
I don't know if I like you reading all those cardiology books.
No, Mom, it's very reassuring. And I've learned a great deal from this cow's heart I got at the butcher shop.
Insert the retractor and crank it until the ribs swing open like a rusty drawbridge.
No! Blood!
Next, make an incision in the coronary artery.
And we are back with more of People Who Look Like Things.
Men who look like palm trees, brooms, and a pumpkin.
Oh, no! No! Someone taped over the end of this!
All we ask is to be treated with dignity and respect.
And a new candle now and then?
Yes, and a new... No!
Oh, my little Maggie. I may never hold you again. You stinky pants. Now, Marge, if the unthinkable should happen, you're going to be lonely.
Oh, homie, I could never remarry.
Darn right. And to make sure, I want to be stuffed and put on the couch as a constant reminder of our marital vows.
Kids, you can come in now.
Bed goes up. Kids, I want to give you some words to remember me by in case something happens. Let's see. I'm no good at this. Bart, the saddest thing about this is I won't get to see you grow up because... I know you're gonna turn out great, with or without your old man.
Thanks, Dad.
And Lisa? I guess this is the time to tell you. You're adopted and I don't like you. Bart! But don't worry, because you've got a big brother who loves you and will always look out for you.
Oh, Dad.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Now, if something should go wrong, let's not get the law involved. One hand washes the other. Oh, that reminds me.
He washes his hands.
These gloves came free with my toilet brush.
Homer's given an anesthetic.
What the hell is that?
In a waiting room.
Marge, this is Andre.
Hello.
I think you two would make a lovely couple.
My husband is still alive.
Oh, thank God. I hope he pulls through.
Not me.
Let's have a minute of silent prayer for our good friend, Homer Simpson.
How long has it been?
6 seconds.
Do we have to start over?
Hell no.
Poor Mr. Homer. Could it be that my snack treats are responsible for his wretched health?
Give me some jerky.
Would you like some vodka with that?
Oh, what the hell, sure.
In surgery.
Doctor, what's wrong? Don't you know where to make the incision?
All right, Nick. Don't panic. Think back to med school. Seriously, baby, I can prescribe anything I want. I know I'm supposed to cut something, but what? And where?
Hey! The incision in the coronary artery must be made below the blockage! Below!
Thanks, little girl! their knee bones connected to their something. The something's connected to their red thing. The red thing's connected to my wristwatch. Uh-oh. Good news! The operation was a complete success!
Oh, that's wonderful!
Dr. Nick Riviera, remember me?
Well, if it isn't my old friend, Mr. McCraig, with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg!
All right, Dad!
You rule intensive care!
Homer smiles at his family and his heart beats out a rhythm.